What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Art of War across the table there. We got Matador Roja, a.k.a. Sherry Arnold.
Hey.
As we move it on down the table there, we got Chris Crawford, the squirrel.
What up?
Hunting for a nut. And then right next to him, we got Ball Pat. We have to make a distinction because we got a Brother Pat and we got a Ball Pat.
Well, Brother Pat moved away, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brother Pat.
That's Monster Pat, but yeah.
Brother Ball Pat.
And that's Afro Pat.
Oh,
moved away. And then we got across the boards, Christian, a.k.a. White Walker, a.k.a. Yep. Harry Beardman, a.k.a. Yep. Sasquatch.
Teddy Bear.
The Wiki.
I feel like our intros are getting worse.
Mm. No, your hearing is getting worse.
No. I hear like, you know, I don't know, man.
It's fine.
You're bored.
You're already bored. I mean, you know what? This is the deal. Because he came in here hot, first off. Right, just shitting all over the place. And we had to put him in the bathroom.
Literally shitting.
And if you guys want to see that clip, it's on my Snapchat. Hit me up. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun here for the last 15 minutes.
Slide into those DMs.
I think we can do a better intro.
Okay, well, I mean, that's something we can work on there, guys.
Yeah, I like your Kakashi shirt.
Let's work on our intro.
Why? What are you doing?
We're going to do our intro. We're going to do a new intro.
That's fine.
You'll hear it?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. So this is why he did this, man.
Yeah.
He was like, I've been working on this for a while.
Fucking should have saw it coming.
All right, fine.
New intro.
No.
He just wanted to use the damn soundboard is what he wanted.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Where are we, from Atlanta?
What?
Too
soon.
Anyway, moving right along.
Jacksonville. We got our own shit. Duval.
What? Hi, guys.
Duval.
Welcome.
No? Nobody?
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Well, I'm fine. Apparently, I can't talk anymore because everybody else is like, I don't know what Duval means. What's the news, man?
What's the news?
Well, we got UFC fights tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
We did.
Got, nobody cares.
John Jones.
Anyway, moving right along.
Listen, John Jones only failed two of his five tests. Yeah. So that's good on him, buddy.
Yep.
He did what?
Failed listen, let's talk about yeah, let's talk about let's talk five. About really what the important thing, you know.
He's fighting.
No, let's talk about Burt. And he's winning.
Okay, well, fuck. I didn't know you didn't segue to that shit. Okay. Yeah, so Burr had a fight this last weekend. He won.
That's right.
You know, the decision. Looked pretty good. Did well. Super proud of him. Got the W. Muay Thai fight over in Clearwater. So that was good.
Hell yeah, man.
Yep.
God damn, man. Tell a story.
That was
entertain me.
Okay, well, he was really nervous. But okay. I told
see, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, you want the juice.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Shit, I want the juice.
He
wants the juice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Squeeze
so there we were on Friday, right? We're like, fuck, man. We got to get down there and weigh in by 6. Right? Okay, listen, Chris. So this is the deal, right?
I'm listening.
He didn't want me to tell the story. He wanted me to tell the story. Do you get the difference? If you're going to tell a story, you got to tell it. Anyways, so I got lucky. I didn't know how I was going to get in there because I was like, man, I got to work. But I got there and the doc was like, hey, I'm going to work half day. I was like, fucking perfect. I was like, told him, hey, I'm going to pick you up at 1. Go to pick him up at 1 and it comes out. It really was like 2. And then that 3-hour drive turned into a 4-hour drive. And we screeched.
Oh, how about that? How about that? I don't think 4 hours to get down there.
Can I finish
the story? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jesus Christ. tell the story. How about that? Nobody knows the backstory on that shit either.
Yeah, well, if they listen, they do.
Okay. Anyways, so we get there. He's hella nervous, but he kept it pretty cool. We did all the paperwork. He forgot his passport photo. Because you got to have him fighter passport photos now.
What?
Yeah. We got a fighter passport book.
Seriously?
For this promotion. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
What so the way, fuck?
It keeps tracks of all your wins, losses. Keeps it's.
Oh, because Burt won. Let me write that down.
Yeah, so but you know how like you'll have like different records. All like me, if you look at my records, like in one place you'll find it like 0-1. If another one, if you find it 3-2, and if another
sure
one you
dog,
find 3-4, it's all fucking scattered all over. So you have to, as a fighter, you have to collect all these different places, figure out the names, and send it to whatever promotion you're fighting with. And maybe they, you know what I mean, they accept your numbers or whatever. But you have to pull them from different locations. But anyways, this promotion's pretty awesome. And they have a passport book, which is great. So that way you get to have the shit. Anyways, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Pin him in the hotel. He weighs in just fine. Comes in at 182. He's supposed to be 185. His opponent.
So he was under.
He was under.
That's
good.
Yeah. Underwear.
As a true professional, make sure he always makes weight. And then the other guy, he actually overcut too. He was down to 180. But the guy was bigger than Burt, like tall-wise and longer. And he was young. He was like an 18-year-old guy. You know, I was like, it's all right, man. You're in your prime. He's like, you don't even have a man. You know, trying to keep calm. And then
he went behind you.
So I told him, I was like, hey, man, so you're probably about nine pounds down in water. So I need you to drink your, I brought him to the hotel. I was like, I need you to drink your water, got him his food, all that kind of stuff. And then I came back, picked him up the next day. And I see that he was like maybe a quarter thing down on his gallon jug. I was like, this is your second gallon jug? He's like, no, this is my first one. I was like, I told you to rehydrate and eat salt and all that other shit with your food and blah, blah, blah. So you can be, you know, he's like, oh, well, you know, Bert, he's just kind of like, man. But anyway, so he started drinking water. I had to keep reminding him. Anyways, get over to the event. We had to be there at 4, fighters meeting, all that good stuff. And he's kind of getting a little nervous. He's trying to hide it, but you know, you can tell. And then after I wrap his hands, you know, he's telling him he gets a little bit quieter, more quiet even for Bert. I was like, all right, man, it's okay. I went to go hit the head, and I saw his opponent in the bathroom.
He was throwing up?
No. He was waiting to use the shitter. I was like, So I came back. As soon as I pissed, I came back. I said, hey,
go to the body.
Bert, good news. And he's like, what?
I was like, too.
He's taking nervous shits right now. You're good, buddy. You're good. He's like, man, I'm really nervous. I was like, he's worse. I was like, watch. He's not going to have any legs. And in that first round, that guy fell 4 times. Not even from like anything really.
Bert was laying some kicks.
He was laying some kicks, but the guy fell just because when I got hit Bert in there, I was like, all right, man, how you feeling? He's like, I can't feel my legs. It's like, he can't feel his legs more. Trust me. Fucking first exchange guy trips, falls. Another fall. You know what I mean? Yeah, Bert kind of kicked him and knocked him out or whatever.
He helped him on his way down.
Yeah, helped him on the way down. Second round, guy comes out a little bit furious. Bert pops him with a really fat tooth. Boom! That's a cross, guys, to the face. Pops him with a big fat tooth and just bloodies his nose. That stops his momentum for the second round. And Bert is able to finish up. And then third round, same thing happened. I told him at the end of the second, I was like, hey, listen, man, unless you get knocked out, you're not losing this fight. You're winning. You won first round. You won second round. You ready? I just kept him cool. Got him back out there. And did the same thing that he was doing with the first two rounds. And he won. So it was good. I was like, as soon as the thing hit, cleared the stool, went up there. Hey, man, if you won, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Went over there, got his hands raised, made him got a little plaque. So, yeah, super excited, man. And I was like, hey, man, you want to go get some food? He's like, not really. He probably has some nervous shits.
So,
and then all week this week, you know, we've been training really, really hard. I mean, but Bert hasn't. I mean, he hasn't.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So he had to do what the Black Beast had to do. He had to make boo-boo.
Now,
I wore this for you.
Take a week off. But hey, listen, if you're listening, you don't get next week off or else it's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Well, he's probably not listening, so it don't matter.
I'm pretty sure he's listening.
No, he's not. Anyway.
He's watching.
I was going to say, I could see his picture
watching.
Right there.
He ain't listening. He's
watching. You can see him.
He's watching.
He got it.
I could tell the picture.
Listen,
right there.
Bert, she can see you anywhere you are.
I will find you.
No, it's funny. There was a meme today. I've seen it a few times, but it's like, why does FBI have more men than women? Because women can find anything.
That's a good joke.
We got some stalking skills. No, but I can see. I can read it. Wallace is just bitter at me.
How am I bitter at you?
You should be bitter at him. He done shit on you like 2 times before the camera's in.
How am I bitter?
I don't know how.
I'm having a good time.
I don't know. I don't know how it didn't stink that bad. What are you doing?
Stay around to smell it.
Like the proposal.
It was all gas.
Maria don't even want to be at her daddy.
Please.
She's like, fuck that.
She loves you. Anyway, so last week we also had the squirrel out in.
What's up, man? Say hi.
What's up? What up?
Yeah. Say what's up.
Mike's getting all that.
I was going to say that we had him at the finishers, sub-only tournament.
Yeah, tell us about your matches, man. You had two different matches, 2 different days, right?
Yeah.
Three.
Sunday was the big day.
No, but whoa. Back it up a little bit.
Back it up.
Yeah, let's tell the story about how you missed your plane.
Back it up. Back it up.
Jesus Christ, you missed your plane. What the fuck happened?
What happened?
Jesus. He needs a babysitter.
No shit.
I was relying on a friend last minute.
Don't do that.
To drop me off to the airport. And
you need better friends.
Rather,
didn't I tell you this last time when you didn't have friends that were in the Uber. Fucking weight cut and shit like that? You need better friends.
Yeah, I should have probably even looked back at it. You're booing me.
We're booing your friend. So anyway, continue.
So yeah, he picks me up about an hour before my plane's supposed to depart.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So
that's when you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I know, no shit.
So I get to, I literally somehow get through the whole airport, and I get to my gate like 2 minutes after it departed. I was like nervous, sweating the whole time. Like everything went wrong. I once again went through like security, or I went all the way up to go to security, and I forgot to print out my damn boarding pass. So I downloaded the app real fast, and then I had to step aside like pretty damn far to finish downloading it. Meanwhile, my plane's about to depart, and I got a lot of layers of clothing on too because I was trying to bring a lot of stuff. So I'm nervous. I'm sweating,
right?
Yeah. So I get it done. I get through. He was like, "You're not gonna make it, but you might maybe get lucky. Just ask all these people if you can cut them in line." I got through a decent amount of people, and then, still was like a couple minutes too late. So I went back. There was nothing they could do, of course. And next available flight through them wasn't until like Sunday. Like, I couldn't do that. It was the day of the event, you know. So, I think the only other available one after that was like the following week. It's like, that's not going to help me out. So,
thanks.
So I chilled. I ended up getting picked back up from my buddy John. And then he hooked me up with a little Chipotle bowl, got some food, gained a little bit of weight back. And then, I ended up just getting a last minute ticket. Wallow helped me out big time, like trying to
We had tacos
later. And yeah,
it's good you're taking care of your kid like that. You know, there's not a lot of fathers out there that do that shit.
Right. Man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I had to give him some tips. Like,
the tip?
Oh, like, I was hoping no one was going there. Bro.
That's just for you, Pat.
Oh.
So,
keep your panties in, you know.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, Wally, you're gay as AIDS, and I'm all for it.
That's right. You'll be sucking his dick later.
Oh
wow, jeez,
oh my god,
deal,
right? That shit escalated.
Okay, all right. Well, we didn't even have to bargain on price or anything.
Here's a deal.
Deal.
Anyway, you got to PA.
Yeah. Well, Newark, New Jersey,
the shithole of New Jersey.
Yes.
And got picked up by Gabe and another one of Bethlehem's blue belts. I forget his name, unfortunately.
Well, we know that you can't remember shit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, but go ahead.
I met a couple guys that were in that car too. Andrew Alexander, Kevin Hughes, and my buddy now, Freddie. He runs BJJ World TV. And I didn't even know it until like the second day, and I follow them, and they follow like a lot of jiu-jitsu events and stuff and make a lot of highlight videos. And it was cool. We went to this Hampton Inn about an hour and some change away from the airport, and I started getting like kind of motion sick a little bit. Like I'm in this like squished car, and it's like it's snowing, like, and I'm just in this car with like five people. They got the windows up and everything. And I went from like plane to plane, you know, and like now I've been in this car for a while. I was like, damn, I'm getting like, I had to roll the window down, get some fresh air. And then at one point I was like, all right, guys, can you pull over? Pulled over. I like just yacked a couple times. Like,
where were you getting sick from?
I guess just like, I don't even know. I guess just like from maybe the change of temperature mixed in with like, it's traveling, I guess.
Stress of missing my first flight.
Probably that too.
Yeah, that doesn't, you know, that really doesn't help.
But then, so I get back in there, and then like, I think I was even fucking riding in like the trunk. So it was like the back seat, and then like the trunk, but it didn't.
Oh, you're probably connect. Just smelling that the exhaust.
Jesus Christ!
So I jump back in there, bro, and then like the second we pulled up to the gym, Pure Mixed Martial Arts, to get weigh-ins. It was like just as big as like Decatur was, if not a little bit bigger. It's a huge warehouse.
Yeah.
Second, they parked. I was like, open up.
You threw up again.
I just went, like, just
that's how we made
straight
weight,
water.
Folks.
Straight water. No, I was like, I got there. I was like 38, and I had to be like 30. They were gonna give me a pound. Like as long as I got to 36, even 0.9, they would have been cool. So I tried to jump on this bike. All I was doing was getting my legs sore.
So then I just flow rolled with my buddy Freddie, and then made weight pretty chilling.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
So you initially had just one match, and you ended up getting three.
Yeah, so I was supposed to only have one super fight, and then they said there was this open tournament the day before that they were letting like some local guys compete in, and if anybody that was competing on Sunday wanted to jump in it, they would hook it up for free. And nice. So I was like, hell yeah. So he hooked it up for free. Zach did. And so I got put in this like purple through black belt division. And it was just like me versus I got two matches and both brown belts. And it was fun. But the second I got there 2 hours early, but they were just so ahead of schedule that like the second I went to go change to start warming up, they were already calling my name. My buddy had to come hunt me down. And I didn't even have any time to like try to like
warm up ish.
Yeah, so I jumped in my first match cold, went all the way to like overtime. It was a real slow game for me, and he got the back first, and he ended up getting the choke. I felt like I could have done better, like escaping the back, but it is what it is. It was against another 10th planet dude. He actually came through to the training yard like years back, so we kind of already like were familiar with one another. So it was a fun match, but then like I was like, damn, I gotta get the sub quicker. And what was crazy, bro, is I don't know if you guys watched Combat Jiu-Jitsu EBI like the night prior, but like, so Thor totally had that shit, in my personal opinion.
Yuri was about to tap.
He was about to tap.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think Thor just didn't want to fuck his shit up. Excuse my language. He should have
fucked his shit up.
Yeah.
That's money.
But that's exactly what I thought, because I had this dude in the choke, and like he was about to tap, he raised his arm, but then he went back to fighting it. So then I was like, fuck that. So I went back and threatened it even more. I just thought like that same exact moment in my head at the time, like Thor and Yuri or whatever. So I was like, I'm going back to that choke. I ended up getting it, and I got the win for that first one. And then
tight.
Yeah, then that was a cool one. And then my the match after that like just ended so quick, and then they were calling me out again from like the finals of my division. And I was like, damn, I got no rest. The other kid's been chilling for like 10-15 minutes. So I jumped back in there, and like he sat guard instantly. He was just trying to play legs, and I felt like I was stronger and better than him. So I was like flowing, and I just got lazy. I was playing kind of like a lazy game, and I didn't like respect his like knee bar at the time, and I didn't think he was gonna get it. And then like he probably was. He told me after he was about to like let go, he didn't think he was gonna get it. So I should have kept fighting it just for a tad bit longer, but like.
You never know.
Yeah. It started coming on a little bit. And I popped my knee, honestly, the same day I got the Josh Saman Foundation scholarship.
Yeah.
Like a week prior, like I rolled that first roll, I popped my knee from a heel hook. So, and it's, I still feel it, honestly. I'm moving and stuff and training hard, but I can still kind of feel it a little bit, you know. So I went there and I was like trying not to, take some serious damage. But it was a fun match. I definitely can get that rematch one day. We were chilling afterwards. His name's Relentless. I don't know if you've seen him. It's like a small little 125er. He's got this like, cool little look to him. Dreaded Mohawk or something.
Oh, I know he is.
Does a bunch of leg locks. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. He's cool. It was a fun role.
Nice.
We'll have to get another one. And then my first match was against Chris Hendrick. He runs he's a brown belt, I believe, under Zach and JM. He runs 10th Planet Woodbridge in New Jersey. What's that? Really nice guy. He was strong, super strong. And then Sunday I had the situation with that second super fight is they randomly were looking. Let me take this hat off. Here we go. Zach was looking for like a last minute, like a 135er. And as far as I understood, I was the only 135-pound super fight. So I was like, damn, my opponent pulled out or something? And he told me it was for this other kid, Eric Naples. So I was told him, I was like, hey, if you can't find anybody, I'll jump in there. And he was like, cool, bro, I'll let you know. And then like a day later, not even, he just posted like the matches and everything, and he's put me into the other one.
and it was two super fights that day.
Yeah. Nice. So I opened up with that one, and at first it said it was like the third super fight. Then on paper, right before they went live, it said it was like the eighth fight. I was like, all right, hell yeah. And then it went back to the third one last second. So I was like, okay. And then, it just seemed like he was trying to play legs. I just felt bigger and stronger. And, like, last minute right before, I was, like, asking my buddy, Zach Edwards. He's been, ironically, coaching me the last, like, two or three sub-only events I think I've done.
Nice.
But he was like, just play legs. It's like, he plays them, but he's not that good at him. Oh, really? So I was like, all right, hell yeah. So I went out there and just played legs, you know. You could tell he was expecting my Darce. Like, all those guys, they just, they remember.
Well, they saw the last one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they were all expecting that. They weren't trying to play, like, a Z-guard type of game or anything. Like, I was setting up for it because, like, it's a fun game. I've been doing it a lot, but, you know, it was fun. I just had to go back and just play leg locks again, and it worked for me. In my personal opinion, I could have been better at it. There was a lot of stuff I felt like I was, you know, rusty with and stuff, but still, I look back and I watched it, and I didn't, in my opinion, I didn't look too bad, but in my head, at the time, I didn't look. Yeah, well, I thought so too.
Yeah, I thought you broke his leg.
He said something popped, but you know, he was good afterwards.
Cool.
Yeah. My second match, he wanted to play. He tried to do this crazy jumping arm bar right off the back.
Kind of
threw me off, but I got out of it, and it was pretty sick because, like, my other matches so far were pretty slow paced. So, like, I honestly kind of respected that he just went right after it, like, trying to break me off like that. Like,
break you off a piece.
Really put on a good show. Like, I felt like we woke up the crowd, and he was super everyone was so respectful. So it was just fun. And then we were just playing legs from then on out. He went from, like, going hella fast with that arm bar to, like, he was chill, and we were both kind of feeling one another out, but it was just leg locks. And again, I just kind of got lazy, and he set up one of those calf slicers where you get the grip underneath.
Yeah,
and, like, so the weird thing with that sub, in my opinion, is, like, I feel like I could fight out of them sometimes, but, like, last time I fought out of one of those in a tournament, I felt it for so long. Yeah. You know, I ended up winning that match, but realistically, I was like, my leg was
trained for how long?
Yeah, dude, my leg, I just wasn't the same for like a good month or so. So, like, when he put it on, it was the same leg, you know, that I popped to. It was just like, and that was the same leg, you know, ironically, I got caught with the knee bar. So it was like, all damaged that leg. I wanted to fight out of it, but, like, I literally just thought about, like the next few, like, events I'm trying to do. And I was like, man, I don't know if I want to be having this sore leg. So I ended up tapping, honestly. And it was strong. I don't think I could got, like, at the time, I couldn't have gotten out of it because I probably could have if I really, really, really fought, but, like, his leg entanglement was pretty interesting. He had, like, an outside triangle as well as this. I think he had both of my legs somehow. It was good. It was a real clean catch. So, I can't be ashamed of that. Everybody there was giving me respect, like, mad props for they thought it was crazy that I had all those matches and stuff.
You're like, hey, man, I'm just here to do work.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was about to jump into another one, too, but it's like 230 pounds or something. This huge Brock Lesnar looking dude was like,
"Yeah,
sit down, doc."
Yeah, that might have been a little bit out of your
thank you.
Your weight.
Yeah. Not worth it. But yeah, I'm trying to get back.
But if you ask some people, they say jiu-jitsu doesn't matter when it comes to the weight, but it kind of does once, you know, skills start reaching about the same equal level. That's why they have weight classes.
Totally.
I see it, though. And there's some guys who are just giant slayers. You know what I mean? I think you did the right thing with your knee being a little bit damaged. And I've already had four matches, you know, already that weekend. Like, serious match. And, guys, when you're rolling, it's different than when you're rolling in the gym. When you're rolling, like, in a tournament, it's like, it's all a lot. Like, the guy's going to break your shit off. You know what I mean? So, your margin of error is a lot smaller, you know?
For sure.
So, it is what it is.
It was fun as hell. I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people. The weekend went by quick, but, like, I mean, it's how life is, you know. Every day just goes by faster and faster the older you get.
Yeah, I remember talking or, you know, messaging back and forth. I was like, man, you got to make it over there, man.
I'm glad
and
I you're did, like, bro.
The Orlando, did you feel like you wanted to quit? You're like, ah, fuck it. I guess I just don't do it. You're kind of like, oh, what's the choices I have? What do I do? I don't have the money to get back. How does this work?
Yeah, you know, like, I was, like, down just to fucking, I needed to commit, you know, like, I wanted to be there, and, like, I was like, I started feeling the support from everybody around me too. I was like, no, it's like, it was meant to be. I need to go there. And yeah, man.
Well, next time you need to fly out, just let me know.
We kind of had everybody rally around you, and, you know, Blake did too, actually, like, for sponsorships, trying to get you guys to these fights, you know. Yeah. You know, you represent Jacksonville more than just any gym or any person, you know what I mean? Like, right now, you've been competing out of Jacksonville for how many years, you know what I mean?
Three.
So it's like, it's kind of like your home base, you know what I mean? So everybody in the that's why I think Josh Simon Foundation, stuff like that, sees talent in you. These guys see talent in you guys and want to see you push to that next level. So getting it like how you have been getting it, man. I'm super proud of you myself.
Appreciate it, man. You guys, all you guys helped me out big time. And I know I did forget to give you guys a shout out, but
other than that. So check this out. So this is what I was going to talk about. We know he's forgetful. So I'm watching this little interview thing. They're like, oh, man, you want to shout out your sponsors? And he goes, but no, listen, I mean, it was an honest whatever. But he's like, oh, shit. He's like, got to remember, because, dude, he has a grip, like 10-something sponsors. So he's like running through the list. And one point, he looks down at his shorts to see like if he can look at the names on there. He's like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? I
was hoping he wasn't going to use that. That was the first, like,
Shout out. I'm like, oh, you cocksucker. Hold on. I don't got all the list. But. Start looking at shorts, calling them up. I mean, it's a lot of people, you know. What I mean? But that just shows you the support that.
And he can't he can't look at his ass to see who's back there.
He's like, oh, right? Who's back there? Oh, let them talk. So, but you posted something on Instagram and I think maybe even your Facebook. Say, hey, all, you know, I also forgot, you know, locker room talk. So
there it is. Yeah, them and somebody. It was one other that you caught on the second one.
There's a couple people.
Yeah.
But
it was good, man. They looked like they ran a good tournament. Their audio was definitely better than PBI.
The production on this sub only was great.
Yeah.
It was great. I was like, yeah. Like, once you were done, granted, I did stop watching because, you know, I didn't know anybody else.
It was a hell of a show.
But it was the matches that I saw, they were great. The production itself was great. The audio was great. So, sounds like they got their shit together. Yeah. Unlike somebody else.
Yeah, they need to fly whoever was doing that over to L.A. and have them do the fucking
combat jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, because Eddie's show was a shit show on audio.
I mean, the matches were good.
Yeah, the matches were good, but the audio was garbage.
The audio was bad.
Would it go in and out or something?
Oh, it just went out.
Damn. Hey, man, I heard you're on a standby for possibly another promotion. Are you able to talk about that?
What do you mean?
That, like, if somebody falls out, that you might be able to go to California.
Oh, yeah, dude. So, fingers crossed. You know, like, it's a big opportunity. I've been trying to get in ever since I did the flyweight finishers. The winner of that got a spot in the Ultimate Mat Warriors. It's Boogie's. Richie Martinez is a little big tournament that he's doing, a sub-only event.
And their audio is great, too, by the way.
Man, I like Boogie so much, man. Really like how he has that thing. Dude, that'd be super sweet if you got to go work with those guys.
Dude, I've been reaching out ever since finishers. Like, hey, man, I would love to get a spot. Never really heard back. Then after this last finishers, I reach out to him again to say, hey, man, if anyone pulls out, I'll be right there. You know, because in all honesty, a trip to California is a trip to California, in my opinion. It's that's like paradise. And it'd be even better if I can compete on a really big sub-only event, too. It's a win-win. So, when I told him that, he responded to me, like, right away. And said that one gave me props on my win at the finishers.
Nice.
That means he was watching.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then he said, if anyone, no one yet as far as pullouts, but if anything happens, he'll get me a ticket and fly me out that day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, like, that was crazy.
So, like I told you, man, he's a stand-up dude for reals.
Well,
so
make sure you've got either Wallow or me or somebody in your phone this time.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I found him a flight out of Orlando, and nobody could take him out there, and I'm like, fuck. And you know me, I don't want to drive.
Just hit me up, dude.
No, Orlando, he doesn't.
Orlando's I don't want to drive, but... Ooh,
Orlando's Jesus. Easy.
But I'm like, all right, bro, let's go. We can either leave.
Ooh, and you forgot him? Motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh, he forgot the podcast. Got you to the show?
So
I'm just teasing, man.
The options were we leave at 9 or we leave at 2 o'clock in the morning because the flight would leave like at 6.
Yeah.
So.
That's still sketchy.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
Hey, man, I'm just happy we make it. Good shit.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Yeah, and that was the weekend. That's right. That was the weekend that Bert fought, right?
Yeah.
Last weekend? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend.
It was a busy weekend, man.
We had podcasts.
Had so many things going on. Yeah, I know. I wasn't able to make it. Sorry, guys, but you did sound good.
It's okay.
Yeah,
what did we talk about?
A bunch of shit.
Ah!
He's like dick jokes and...
No, actually, there weren't any.
And then Chris is making lists. He makes lists about everything.
No.
And then first thing I did
he didn't
was
listen
I put
to it.
A,
okay.
a pull
cool.
up and I threw a string.
You know, I'd rather you say I didn't listen to it than try to
pull it. I did listen to it. Me and Bert both
did. No, you did not.
Me and Bert both did.
What did we talk about?
Just talking about shit, man.
No.
Why are you trying to call me out?
I'm calling you out, yes. I'm calling you
up. Look, they were listening on the way down. They weren't really paying attention. We were just background
noise. Just had you on there, man. Had you on there.
It's fine.
It wasn't even on the way down. Just you two. Just chilling out here. Matador Rojas, she couldn't make it, apparently.
Well, fuck, she was on there with y'all, so.
That's the sad. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because we were like, I wonder if she's coming. And then you check her, you know, check her social media. And she's like, you know, driving. Like, she done left us again.
Well, you know, she takes like 72 selfies a day, so.
I know, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't do it on her, like, handstands and shit. That's kind of cool.
Well, how is she going to do it on a handstand?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of cool.
Set a timer.
Yeah, probably does a timer. You do it by timer? Or you do a video and then you just take a screenshot of it?
Video and...
Speaking to the mic.
Screenshot.
Maria.
She got the dough. What?
You remember how we were talking about last week about universal income?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were talking about... fair tax?
Yeah.
Well, I did go in and looked it up.
How'd you like it?
And that fair tax does not sound good at all.
You don't like
what?
It?
What? How does it not sound like good at all?
Listen, I saw the pearls, what you were talking mm-hmm. about, but then I looked at the cons.
Okay.
And this is from the studies from the William Gates of Brookings Institute. Noted okay. that the fair tax is really not fair because the rate is actually 30%.
Okay.
Fair tax defined the sales tax as 23 cents out of every dollar spent, which means that's 23 cents out of 77 cents. So for every 77 cents,
okay.
you would get taxed at 23 cents. So that would make it 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also indicated that, let's see, what else?
This is the bill they're trying to pass for the fair tax?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because in Germany, the sales tax, the fair tax, because they do it, mm-hmm. is 19%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with no IRS to determine wages, states would also need to abolish their income tax. This lost state revenue would require an additional 10%.
Okay.
So now we're up to 40%.
Okay.
All right? Another 5% would need to be added to recoup the revenue from those who figure out how to avoid the sales tax. For example, many people would declare more purchases as business expenses, which would be taxed. Okay, and let me see what else. The last tidbit. So these three adjustments would make it 45%. And da-da-da-da-da. Many Americans purchase tax on essentials such as good food and healthcare. If they weren't taxed, then the effective rate could skyrocket up to 67%.
Okay.
I don't think that's quite fair at all.
No, that's high, for sure.
That's high. Crazy hard. High. I can't believe that, because that's not how.
Well, okay. I lived
in a country where
I
was fair
tell
tax.
You what, you go and pull up the research from William Gates of the Brookings Institute. And read it all.
I didn't know who the fuck those people are. I never heard of them in my life.
I'm telling you.
I never heard you pull that shit off YouTube. What the fuck is that? Is it a .com? Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Okay.
Give me an EDU. Pull up an EDU version.
Listen, I just gave you who did the research. All you have to do is go look, just read it.
Okay, that's one thing. We're going to go over now.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's not 60% on your sales tax, bro. It's not what it is. It's crazy.
What is that?
Oh, a video popped up.
Jesus.
Fucking rookie.
Fucking kids.
What's up?
We started talking about sales tax, dude. He checked.
We lost him.
Like,
yeah.
But that's not
fire. Well, sorry. I just wanted to touch on that because we talked about it last week extensively.
Yeah, we'll revisit it.
Because I don't even know what we're talking about.
I actually did listen to the podcast with Yang.
Yeah.
I did it while I was up here working. Mm-hmm. So
with
I could
Universal.
Pay a little,
yeah,
pay a
that's
little
right.
bit
you
more.
Guys were talking about Universal.
Yeah. I liked a lot of his points.
Right.
Some I didn't. Some I did.
Did you see where my questions come?
Yeah,
out?
For sure, for sure. But I agree. It's good to see that somebody is actually talking about it, because nobody else is really.
Well, those other people don't even know that it's not even a blip on the radar. About the 80% of jobs that are main staple jobs in America are going to be automated mm-hmm. in the next 11 years. And like you said, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to gradually happen. So we're not going to feel it before you know it. It's whoa, bro, I can't get a job. I still
think his timeline's a little aggressive. I think 10 to 11 years is a little
A little aggressive, but how aggressive is it when you got fucking Tesla having their car drive you around? How aggressive is it? Well, it's not that aggressive.
No, but the thing is
you you have a car that's driving you around. The next thing is the trucking industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you have Amazon and all that stuff that you have to get packages out by a certain amount of time, da 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 da. And you can only drive 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever it may be for 16. A trucker. 16. Yeah, what the fuck ever.
Yeah. But 16. The trucker.
Yeah, but now you can drive 24 hours, or yeah. You know what I mean? No, 24 hours.
Have you seven, baby. Did you listen to the podcast?
I did listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so we talked about all that.
shit out Chris, there. Jesus Christ. You're the one who needs. Oh man, you need to make it in combat sports, man. Because if not, you're gonna be stuck in one of these jobs.
Hey, and get phased UFC's out gonna have robots in about 10 years.
Well, the problem with all that,
we call it real steel.
The problem with all that self-driving stuff. You still need to have some sort of pilot in there as a failsafe.
No.
Because shit's going to break.
Because what they're going to do is you are going to have their workaround. Because right now they can't get that 2%. They're at a 98% success, but they can't get the 2%.
You drink 1%?
Yes. Nice. So what they're doing is basically what he was talking about is the drivers would basically be in a hub. And if there were any errors coming,
in the incognito,
they can just dial into the truck, take it over, do what they need to do, and then release it. So you're not going to have somebody sitting behind the wheel at all times.
Someone for the trucking industry?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're not going
to. How easy is that job? Everyone's like, I want to be a trucker. They're just fucking laying back.
But then how are you going to get
doing a little workout?
So
everybody's talking at the same time. Let him fucking explain.
Okay.
So I'm with you on that, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, okay, what happens at maintenance at that point?
What do you mean?
So say there's a malfunction while it's driving, and you have someone. Okay, I see truck 26 over here is malfunctioning. We're going to shut it down.
Okay.
Then how are you going to get? Is it just going to go into a safe mode and magically drive itself, even though it's malfunctioning, back to a maintenance department?
It could, or you could just log in and fix whatever code you need to fix if it threw a code or something like that. If it's a mechanical error, you're going to have a fleet.
You got to remember, these Tesla trucks are not just like a regular truck. You can do everything online.
Yeah.
You can see everything
but there's still mechanical parts.
No,
which will require.
They're saying that. But, so they'll have a scheduled maintenance, so they'll take them into the shop
to be scheduled maintenance.
No, and I completely understand that, but I've heard things along the lines of keeping someone in the vehicle itself, which is, it sounds a little bit better from my perspective. I work on.
But they're not going to pay. They're not going to pay that guy what he's not going to be getting 90 cents a mile to sit there.
He might not get 90 cents a mile, but he will have to be trained in basic engine mechanics and stuff like that.
Well, a driver doesn't fix a lot of shit.
Anyways. No, they don't. Not a lot.
Once it breaks, it normally they're on the side because nowadays, they don't have the tools. You can't carry the tools with you.
Right.
Two, they're so electronically driven now. That, unless you've got a fucking code reader and all that. I understand that.
But at the same time, I work on electronics on airplanes and helicopters. They break all the fucking time. And so you need to have – and it also helps with the feedback to having someone in there actually giving you, it may be spitting this code, but there's a lot more shit to it than you'd think.
There is.
And that's just my perspective because I'm out there –
Hey, I can't wait till Tesla starts building helicopters for the military. Then you're out of job.
Fuck, they've already got
drones. Hope so. I mean, there won't be helicopters. At that point, helicopters will start becoming.
But don't obsolete. You guys think that every run you're going to have some sort of maintenance? Let's look this over. Let's make sure that these components are working properly so this truck doesn't break down in the middle of the Iowa, Florida.
Yeah, well, they're going to have that. Yeah. And the military does that. We have, inspections on calendar days, on hours, based on how many hours it's flying, all that other bullshit, essentially. But you, no matter how many inspections you do, shit's going to break.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. So I understand what you're saying, but I think I've heard before that argument, but I've also heard people say, okay, you may not have the driver anymore, but now you have someone that is trained and is now getting paid a different kind of wage, not for mileage, where you have someone there that can fix those quicker things. You could do something
where you've got basically a pilot to a convoy. So you could have four trucks in tandem running and then have one person.
That eliminates three people.
That eliminates three jobs. Yeah.
Like that.
No, and I'm not saying that, that's going to keep everything the same.
No.
The main numbers that was like staggering to me when Yang was talking was the 80% decrease because of automated jobs and only 20% increase in new jobs being coding.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be a coder, first off. And let's say there's more than 20% that could. There's only going to be a need for 20%.
Yeah, the demand's only going to be 20%.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to learn how to actually fix other stuff than the coding.
What happens if they run into someone?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, the percentage is higher for a human error than it is for the actual computer error. So
wasn't there that one automated like taxi that had a driver in it and they hit someone because it was nighttime, the lights... They did a whole
lot of that's what they're trying to get that 10% fix because of those issues.
Yeah. Tesla's had a few issues with the autonomous driving.
With sunlight blocking the sensor and it caused
sunlight. They did that one time. It didn't register a fire truck because of the shape and because of the reflectors and it slammed into the back of a fire truck. You know, there again, those are those 2% issues because if you really look at the amount of hours that are spent driving those vehicles.
Right.
You know, the problem is those 2% issues, they're big, they're potentially big issues. That's a death issue. So that's why they've got to try to fix that
2%. Which is still bad because it's probably still less percentage
than
a
normal human driver. And driving and all that shit.
Not only that, I saw there's a bar that's already have, it's a cruise. They don't have bartenders.
No.
Everything's automated.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I agree with you, that timeline I think is a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But I also think for self-preservation wise, people are going to be a lot more comfortable looking at someone driving a vehicle versus just going and go, oh, shit, that thing's just going.
Nah.
I think that's where you go from feelings to logic.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
no, I agree. Like, I agree.
The bottom line, which is the dollar,
it's happening.
Fuck how you feel.
Yeah.
Doesn't care.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with the airlines,
and
too.
I'm not saying
why do they keep a pilot in there? It's not necessarily because the plane can't land or take off or fly itself.
But then they can do
all that shit on its own. The pilot literally just needs to turn on the engines.
Yeah, but then you have a situation like what they did with the Hudson landing, you know.
Right.
Would a computer program been able to make that gut decision going, no, I'm not going to make it there. No, I'm not going to make it there. I've got to ditch here.
And a lot of those, you know, internal boxes and avionics in there have limits.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual structural limit. You know what I mean? Because then you'd have a lot more issues.
The thing, so I think you'll see if...
It's a touchy thing, and I mean, I'm
rail
not...
goes automated?
Yeah.
Because that's why I'm surprised that hasn't... Well, because me and Dad, we talked about it for like 2 hours the other day. There's actually already a couple places where rail is automated already.
I'm sorry, rail?
Rail. Rail trains.
Oh, trains. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So rail's already automated in a couple places.
Rail.
So, which to me, that one is...
Water.
That would be something I could see being automated a lot easier and a lot sooner than over the road because you have less variables.
Mm-hmm.
It's a track. That's the only places you can go. So once that becomes fully automated, then I think, you know, a lot of the technology will be coming from that will transfer over into over the road. And there again, like Aang was talking about, you'll probably have, you know, when they do that stretch from here to, you know, Texas or when you're in the desert and there's just fucking 100-something miles of just nothingness or a couple hundred, you know, that truck can do that easy. And then it can pull into a yard, drop its load, and then another person, a human can come in, take it into the city.
He dropped his
load.
Where's those sound effects at?
And I think it will eventually get there. I just don't know if it's going to be, I think that timeline is
super. 10 years is aggressive.
I don't even think it'll be
20. I say 20. 15.
But it doesn't matter. We'll see the whole point is that it's coming.
Yeah.
It's not. And I agree. And it's coming. I'm not disputing
it's
going
to be happening gradually. It already happened, dude. Like,
look at McDonald's.
I was going to say, you got rid of fucking these burger flippers.
Well, that's what happens when you start pushing. Everybody's got to get $15 an hour.
Agreed.
Because then once you start doing that, the company starts looking at it going, okay, well, the upfront cost is going to be this for this robot to take an order, you know. But we'll make our return.
Now you're just punching your own order like a little kiosk and it just starts, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can order almost anything off your phone now. You can go, I mean, almost every place has got an app to where you can just go boop, boop, boop.
I low-key/high-key hate that. I hate walking into a restaurant and like walking up to the desk and having to like pay right there and order right there and go sit down and then they want a tip. I'm like, how am I going to tip you? You're going to bring me my food. I don't even know if you're going to bring it out fast. This is stupid. Why is there a tip there? This doesn't even make sense.
What restaurant?
Like, I just fucking ordered there. It was Mama Foo's was one of them.
Really?
There's a couple Asian restaurants where you go there and you order at the desk and you go Jimmy Hula's. You go there, you get the order right there, and then you go sit down and you have a number, and then they bring it out to you. But well, they ask for a tip. I'm like, why the fuck am I gonna tip you? Like, I had to go to you and order, and
well, those I'm gonna give a, they're gonna get a buck. There's
buck?
Your tip.
Yeah, all right, there buck. It is. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a buck from now on.
Well, I mean, if that's literally all you're doing is you're bringing me my tray that I ordered the food. I pushed all the buttons, and all you literally had to do was take the tray and bring it to me and set it down. Okay, you're a buck. Now, if it's like, you know, you're coming back and forth, you're taking my
they're
order,
serving
you're going,
you.
Yeah, like, you're actually being a waiter slash server. Yeah,
that's like
okay, then you start getting your 15-20%.
If you call into a restaurant and just get takeout.
I don't tip that
they
shit.
Don't, they expect a tip. And I'm like, I don't understand.
You I got a tip for you. Yeah. For don't get the clap, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I do tip them. I just don't tip them as
shit
much as
shit in one hand and wait
have.
For that tip. See which one fills up.
I don't know. The bottom line of it, too, is there's going to be a lot more federal regulation on shit, and I'm just not for that.
No, I'm just not personally. For the whole government
we'll see.
Regulation.
I mean, it depends.
Speaking of regulations, though, man, they need to go ahead and lower this marijuana issue.
Agreed.
Oh, speaking of, that bill was just presented. In Florida.
Yeah, recreationally.
Correct.
Yeah, they're opening
the problem
a place
is,
right by me.
Look,
opening up a new dispensary.
That's great.
Kind of pissed.
But that's going to do absolutely nothing for me, nothing for Pat, nothing for Art.
I'm in the military, man. I can't really illegal.
I was going to say something, but you guys cut me off, so I was just waiting to hear it.
I was
you
just
guys.
Wanted to acknowledge, you know, what you were going to say.
Yeah, so according to one of my military friends, they were informed that they had to sell all weed stocks.
Yeah,
that they owned. I'm like, that is the dumbest fucking thing
seriously,
ever. Because they're
why?
In the military, they had to sell their weed stocks. I was like, that's stupid. That's like against capitalism. It's like, if it's legal and you're able to fucking buy the stock, why is it, what's illegal about buying stock? I don't get it. And why the fuck is the military getting in your personal finances like that?
Yeah, why?
You're not going over to fucking, you know, buying illegal shit.
What's the reason
behind
it though?
Probably because it's, my only guess is that it's still federally illegal.
Yeah, I understand that.
Whereas coming on a state level.
But why?
You're not buying drugs. You're buying stock
in
that company.
Technically, you know,
federal employees. Yes.
So I think I can understand. But no, I agree. I think it's silly. If that's what they're actually trying to do, I think that's stupid.
We'll see.
I think the government should just make benches in a park.
Well,
and
not
that's
just
it.
That. No, I mean, I would want to know, okay, what regulation did I, what rule did I break?
Exactly.
With the contract that I signed with the military. Where does it state what stocks I can and cannot own?
I agree.
If that is not in your contract, because I know you sign contracts with the military,
mm-hmm.
If that is not in your contract, then fuck that guy. I mean, granted, you may have to be the fucking martyr that, you know, dies on mm-hmm. that hill for it, but
they would have to
push the issue.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like my company coming to me and saying, no, you can't, you know, you can't own. Because
no,
I've mentioned that to my boss before, because I have some stock in some weed companies. And he was like, cool, just don't, you know, don't advertise that a lot. I was like, all right, no worries. I don't give a shit. And he's like, you know, because I don't want anybody to try to maybe say something to you about it. I was like, all right, I'm not breaking any rule. So,
well,
fuck it.
The bill was introduced this past week in Miami Beach, HB 1117.
Yep.
And it would allow basically 21-year-olds to use, possess, and transport up to 2.5 ounces for personal use, obviously.
That'd be
of course.
Does it allow grow?
Yes, you would be allowed to grow for, I believe,
your personal?
For your own personal, yeah.
Did they put a limit on plants or just?
I didn't read the whole thing because it was a small, it's a little article, so it didn't have a lot of.
Because, see, that's the other thing I hate about a lot of the marijuana bills that do get passed is everybody's like, oh, yeah, they get passed. But only four groups can grow, or only these people are allowed to grow.
Oh,
and
so
it's like, fuck that.
So I looked
regulation,
into
that
getting
shit pisses me right the fuck mm-hmm. off. Sorry.
So medicinal marijuana was being legalized here for Florida, I was looking into getting a dispensary. My cousin owns a dispensary in Washington State, and I asked her about it. Hey,
dollar bill, y'all.
She's like, get in on it right away. But there was a problem though. One, it was only in pill form. Two, they were wishy washy on the pill.
Yeah.
Wishy-washy on the legislation on it, and they can take it away at any time. Minimum $62,000 to buy the thing, and another minimum of like $100-something thousand for the ability
permit.
To do permit, and then another sixty-two for the permit, and then you had to have like an additional $60,000-$70,000.
And I think the 60 was yearly, wasn't it?
Yeah,
for the permit,
and you had to have an additional 60-something or whatever for to open up business. Maybe it was like 100,000, but anyway, it came out to about 160,000 or something dollars. You had upfront rip. I was like, nobody has that, but people that are already rich.
Well, you can do loans, but the problem is then what you do
is with the legislation, this is the thing. It was like cattywampus. It wasn't for recreational. Yeah. That's where you're going to make your real money.
But then the thing is once you, if you were to take out a loan through the bank, go, hey, I'm starting a business.
Yeah, you can't do it.
And that's can't do it because they're not going to take the money.
No, they won't take the money. And that's another thing that my cousin said. Hey, listen. And actually, like those weed growers, dispensaries and all that kind of stuff, they had to hire their own personal security. They had to be able to do everything through cash.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy.
It's dangerous. That's why they're hiring fucking private
security. He does say that he would provide licensure for establishments to engage in the manufacturing and selling of marijuana. So, yeah.
So that means we could grow it. Yeah. But like, fuck, dude. Who am I going to hire to grow it? That's not going to smoke.
Well, you're going to need the land.
Yeah, I need some
land. You don't need that much land.
I'll get a warehouse.
Chris is like, I'll work for you.
You just need a warehouse. You just need a warehouse. Yeah. Some lights, some hydroponics.
No, because if they make it where you can grow it legally, then that's cool. I'll grow that shit all day long. I would love to grow it. It's one of the easiest fucking plants in the world to grow. And it doesn't take anything.
Have you ever grown any?
Yes.
Allegedly. What the fuck, man? Didn't taught you nothing?
No, it really is. I mean, there's a reason why people make seed bombs out of hemp or marijuana. Because you could literally just put it in a ball, throw it in a fucking medium. Once it rains, boom, there's a plant going to grow there. And that's all you got to do. That's all you have to do. Huh. It is one of
seed the bombs. That's what he said. I thought he said sea bombs.
No, like,
what
seed,
is a sea bomb?
Seed
bomb. I was like, because I got in trouble for bombs.
No, they did it. They did it over in the UK a lot. That's where the movement kind of started with the seed bombs. Was in the UK. They would make seed bombs and throw them everywhere on the highways. I mean, just everywhere.
Weed plants.
And there's fucking marijuana growing everywhere.
They used to do that in Hawaii at the Dole plantation.
Yeah,
they go out there, plant one pineapple. Plant one weed.
That's some tasty pineapple.
Now, pineapple weed hybrid. Yes, son. Guaranteed second date.
That's that pineapple express, son.
That shit's rough because I remember me and a buddy years and years and years ago, we were looking for that hunting land. So we were walking the land and, this is before you really had
to. We can grow weed here.
No. We're walking through the woods and then all of a sudden you come into a spot that's weed as far as you can see growing head high, budding and everything. And my buddy's like, fuck dude, let's take plants. I was like, yeah, fuck you, I'm gone. Because we're in the middle of nowhere.
That'd be like somebody.
You're in the middle of nowhere and you're gonna have some sort of cartel style situation going on. They're like, oh, you want to steal from me, man? You want to steal from me? Hold on, let me tie your hand behind your back and chop your legs off in front of you.
Nope. I was like, nope, I don't want this lease, piss off. I will find a hunting lease somewhere else. Not about to fuck with that shit.
Yeah, that's how you want to die. That's how you go about dying.
But yeah, don't get me started because, man, that shit's the way it grows and how fast it grows and all the uses for it. It's if you like break the plant down and see what all you can do with it and how easy it is to grow, what it takes to grow, you just look at it and you go, this is fucking stupid. Why aren't we doing it? Especially versus cotton, because cotton is one of the worst fucking crop to grow. Mm-hmm. It destroys
just
the land.
Strips everything, man.
Pulls every fucking mineral known to man out of the soil.
Yeah.
Makes it sand.
Then you gotta go in there and do some weird shit to it.
Well, then you wind up dumping more chemicals.
You gotta use that Nazi fucking chemical shit in there to nitrate.
Not only that, but then the farmer's spending so much money because you can do, organic. You can basically spread manure through your field and then till it in. But, I mean, the amount of money you're spending to try to bring the field back to a usable field, and you can't plant anything else on it.
No.
It's done.
No.
So, yeah.
It's fucking rotate hard. Your crops around. It's fucking big pain in the D.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of pain in the D, oh, man.
Yeah, you got knee today, didn't you?
Dude, it hurts so bad. That's why I was giggling. I've been looking up, what this shit is, and every time I'm reading it, it's just, crazy.
It's cancer.
It's syphilis, bro.
It hurts so bad.
I caught a knee to the dick today.
It's not even the dick, man.
I'd rather take one to the dick than the nuts.
Yeah, man. I rarely get one to the nuts, dude. My meat shield protects me usually.
Yeah. Some of us have bull nuts, so those things are just
out there. I'm surprised you found mine.
Who got you?
Oh, my buddy Patrick.
I feel like a fucking
I just wasn't
Kendall.
Wearing a cup.
Oh. Were you sparring?
Yeah.
Man. And you weren't wearing a cup?
Yeah. Yeah, I rarely spar with a cup on, too, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. To be honest, whenever I wear a cup and I get kicked in the nuts, it's always worse for me. Digs right in the. It's bad. If I get kicked in the nut square, I was like,
I wish I had it on though, man.
Meat chill. Thank you.
I played in college hockey with a buddy, and he never wore a cup. He's like, oh no, man, I just didn't feel like I could skate right or whatever. Halfway through the season, took a shot right to the nuts.
Lost one.
Now he can't walk. Yeah.
He didn't lose one, but he was out for about a week.
Well, that story's weak.
God bless you, Jake. Rest in peace, Jake. I love you, buddy.
Our defensive coordinator is an old man. Used to walk around with a cane. He would pull cup checks at random while you were doing calisthenics. Yeah. So you didn't know he was coming. He would catch you from behind. So he'd catch you with the hook coming up.
He sounded like one of them preverts.
I was just going to say, he's just trying to fucking count the field.
Come here, boy. Man. Oh,
that was the thing. I wore my cup every fucking day for practice.
Except for that one time.
No. Because.
Except for that one time.
We thought about it, and then my buddy Tilly, he was like, man, I'm not wearing my cup today. I was like, all right, cool. Do your thing, man. Whatever. I'm wearing mine. That day, boy, coach come up, cup checked up, pow. And Tilly went down.
He was just trying to figure out who to send to the showers late. That's all.
Gotcha, dude. Bitch.
After hours.
Yeah, Penn State, what?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Fuck that.
Listen, Pennsylvania represent.
Speaking of green stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, what was that?
Puppies. Tiny had enough.
I know.
Tiny had enough.
Speaking of green stuff, last week we were talking about AOC.
Mm.
And
the Green Deal.
Listen, you know how I did? I haven't put her down or anything.
Yeah, I will. That bitch is dumb.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't trashed her because I'm giving her a chance.
Okay.
But this fucking bitch.
Who's AOC?
Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. She's the girl from New York.
I dislike her as much as I dislike Donald Trump.
Okay.
To me, they are the same person.
Well, I'll disagree with you.
No, they are.
Okay.
They're both looking for attention all the time, and mm-hmm. that's all this chick is.
Let me tell you something. So, I'm gonna build a wall. My hands are huge.
All right. So what did she do that finally?
I'll grab AOC by the choncha. See, I used one of your words there, Mexican.
Right in the choncha. Oh.
Yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo, there, guy.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hombre.
You good, bro? That's
insane. Say it in satire. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. All right.
So, on your hand a little bit.
So this week, they were talking about that new greenhouse deal, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently she's getting a lot of criticism because it's going to cost a lot of money.
Oh, it's a stupid fucking deal.
Well, okay. Regardless.
Okay.
Her answers to, well, her response to the.
What about that lady with the crazy eyes?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Ooh, we call her Googly.
So her response was.
Good googling movie.
Fuck it.
Is that the one where she was talking about, you know, if you ain't got a better plan, you sit your ass in the back row and shut
doesn't
up?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Did you see
the one that she posted or her little Twitter thing about, I think it was either today or yesterday, about Puerto Rico?
What'd she say about Puerto Rico,
about how
bro?
The U.S. invaded Puerto Rico?
This is why he's mad at her.
They did.
No,
they did.
Okay.
Don't even try to justify it. They did.
Okay.
So
we sent in waves of army to invade Puerto Rico?
Yes. That this was back in...
No, I want to know. I don't know these things. So 1918, we sent waves of army people over there? How does this work? Why are you looking at me weird? I'm asking. I don't know. Educate me. Pato.
Anyway, moving on.
Super funny.
Oh, you bitch.
Fuck
tell
you.
Me. What happened?
No, I didn't get to tell my story, so... That wasn't even the story that I was looking at.
Yeah, but that's the one I'm interested in.
Chris is looking it up. Look it up.
So America invaded Puerto Rico?
Doesn't matter.
Did we invade Hawaii too? Because, you know,
I'm sure they did.
They're like, hey.
Yeah, they did.
Give me all that pineapple. Some of that luau pig. Hit it with the poi. Three finger type, yo.
Ooh.
Well, it's pretty bad. Whatever. Even the guy who founded Greenpeace called her out and called her a fucking idiot.
Whoa.
So. He did that today.
He did that today? That guy's gangster.
What did he say?
Fucking idiot. That's what he said.
No.
That's what you just said he said. What did he say? I don't know, dude. I don't know.
So what do you... So,
all right,
you
guys so are she was talking about her Green Deal and all like that, and he called her a pompous little twit. Says, if you don't have a plan to grow food for 8 billion people without fossil fuels or get the food into the cities, how? Horses? If fossil fuels were banned, every tree in the world would be cut down for fuel and cooking and heating. You would bring about mass death. because that's her plan, is to get basically eliminate.
Sounds a lot like Soviet Russia.
Oh, she's super big into, oh, I know, into that.
Fucking
yeah,
idiot.
But socialism's never been tried right.
Is that what she said?
That's what they all said.
Like, it's been tried multiple times and has failed miserably multiple times.
That's the thing. Anytime anybody tries to, you know, you start criticizing them about socialism or communism, they always, their go-to will always be, it just hasn't been done right. No. Every time.
It's just human nature to be drawn to power. As soon as you apply something like that, it creates a power vacuum, and that person will want to stay in power, and things happen. Maybe you'll have one good person, but the next person that takes over, oh, who knows? Who knows? Within one or two generations, corrupt, it's done.
Capitalism may not even be – it's the best thing that we have. It's not perfect. It's flawed, but it's the proven best way to do it.
For sure. When it comes to these kind of numbers.
It's the only way that's been truly successful.
I get it. She's like, no fossil fuels. I'm like, yo, bro. Listen, I get it. Carbon footprint and all that good jazz. But you got to figure something out first before you just say no fossil fuels. Just like that. You're going to have to wing some motherfuckers off some shit. Look, we all got cars. we got to work. You know, you're right. You're going to burn down trees. We don't got enough as is.
Yeah.
We got too many people. We got a population problem.
If you really go through and start reading through her Green Deal, it's kind of funny. That's why the Republicans, when she brought it forward, Mitch McConnell was one of the ones. He's like, cool, we're actually going to go ahead and vote on this. We're going to go ahead and bring this to the floor.
And said no.
No, because he wants everybody, because, you know, everybody on the left side's going, oh, this is great. It's a good thing. It's a good thing publicly. But when you go through the bill, it's death. So he's like, cool, yeah, let's go ahead and let's put your name on the record if you're for this. And now they're freaking out. They're like, no, that's... You know, you can't bring it on the floor yet. Da 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 da. Da. No, motherfuckers.
See what he did? He just put out the whangarang. Say, yeah, hey, man, put your name on it.
Put up, shut up.
But let's be real here too. The Republicans are just as much to blame as the Democrats. They're all fucking garbage.
Yeah,
no, they're all shit.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why Trump is so good, because he's neither.
Unfortunately, your choices that you had,
just a businessman.
For the election.
Who's better than Hillary? Just saying.
Yeah, you had those are your two choices.
Those are your two choices. What are you going to pick, bro? You going to crooked Hillary for real?
No.
That bitch has a death list. Does Donald Trump have a death list?
I don't think so.
All right, clear winner.
I mean, they both sucked. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, those were the choices you were given.
And that's just, you got to go with what you think is best.
And right now, the way the left's going, the people who are saying I'm gonna run for president, it's gonna
we'll just be go bad. With who's healthier. Well, I guess Trump wins again.
Well, we'll see. Now I'll be interested to see how far Yang gets, if he gets any traction.
I kind of like Yang.
I do too. If you know you go through the podcast, that's the first time I've heard him, been introduced to him, or anything.
Sounded smart too.
He did sound smart. So I mean, I'm interested to see how much traction he gets.
And also, I think he might be able to get a whole lot of traction because of the whole legalizing or pardoning of all minor drug infringements, where people are in prison for multiple years for weed.
But the problem is that that's a hard sell. You've got because you've got so many lobbyists who are going to, you know, you've got the police unions who are for it. You've got the prison unions. You've got the guards. I mean, there's just so many
privatized prison. Privatized. That's what I'm saying. All the privatized stuff that just want to keep their money.
Yeah. No, it's all about money.
Yeah. But that's still a pretty low percentage comparison to the rest of the population.
Yes, it is. But the problem is those are the people that run the prisons.
So, but here it comes to the voting portion of it, though.
I mean, the problem
I see what you're saying, but I'm kind of like thinking like, it's kind of like the ants versus the grasshoppers, you know what I mean? Like, they're the grasshoppers, they're kind of bullies and shit like that, you know? They kind of want their money, they want their fucking corn. Yep. Like, yo, you've been working hard all year, right? But you give me some of that fucking food you got. And then, like, you know, the rest of the people are like ants. They're like, no, fuck you, man, there's more of us. And, you know, an ants are like 10 times as strong as their size, you know?
See, the biggest thing
is... They just don't know it yet. And then they're going to go over there and fucking eat the grasshoppers and like fucking
sounds
let
like
all the...
Sounds like a movie.
Oh,
right?
What movie is that?
I've seen this.
What movie is that?
Bug's Life, yo.
Oh, Bug's Life. Yeah, it's just like Bug's Life. The whole situation is a prison establishment.
No, I think the biggest complex thing that I'm, you know, out of all the political stuff that's been going on, the biggest thing that I'm super excited about seeing next year is going to be... Or actually, it'll happen this year. This coming school year. Because
what's the coming school year?
This coming school year, they will no longer, if you're a parent, you've had to help your kids with any kind of homework or anything like that, Common Core is gone.
Thank God.
It is gone in Florida. They fucking passed a bill and it's no longer will be taught.
Like it hasn't helped any. What we need to teach them is how to write a check, how to balance their finances.
There is some talk.
How to do your taxes.
How to do taxes. That would be huge. Jesus Christ. How to wipe your ass. Yes.
How to change the oil in your car. Oil.
Well, that's how to wipe your ass. That's advanced. A parent thing. You should teach your kids
how to make a girl squirt.
What if you don't have parents?
I mean, that is a skill in itself.
Then you definitely need that class.
Who doesn't have? Well, okay.
Really?
You have a guardian. Can you have somebody.
Can you get a...
Nobody took the time to teach me shit about a car, so... Well,
that's... Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what...
It would have been nice on. To learn in
That's what YouTube
school.
Is for? There we go.
I do YouTube everything.
Yeah, so. I mean, granted, nowadays
Maybe
you can.
Maybe offer as an elective.
Yeah. Now, granted, nowadays you can YouTube everything. If you know, I YouTube the shit out of stuff.
Anyways, but yeah, so yeah. Well, that's cool. Good Common Core's gone. Adios.
Yep. Peace.
She wasn't very
Are they
helpful
going
anyways.
Back to the regular?
Standard math and teaching and stuff like that.
Some of the things I saw people supporting Common Core, I'm like, really?
It's
just
amazing.
Made no sense to me. Like,
have you like not seen it? It's pretty terrible.
Dude.
They were trying to break it down in support of it, and I was like, no.
Like, you're not practically trying to apply this.
Yeah, I've done the homework with Tegan. I've went through the math to try to help her with this shit, and I'm like, no, you just do this, this, and this. No, I have to draw these fucking boxes over here.
They added like 50 steps to how to do 2 plus 2. Like,
yeah. Now, luckily, she hasn't done anything to where she answered it correctly, and they docked her because she didn't follow,
right.
You know, because I would have, you know, flipped my shit over that.
Lost my nuggets.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've seen plenty of examples where that's happened and stuff. It's like, yeah, no, you got the answer right, but you didn't get the answer right because you didn't go through the additional 47 steps to get to said answer. So, what you doing over there, Wallow?
Huh?
What you doing over there?
I'm looking at this thing.
What's on Cuban Hub.
Yeah.
Pornhub.
Random.
Jesus Christ.
Puerto Hub. Hey, Maria. Hey, Beeb.
Man.
I'm watching him over there. He looks like, one, he's brooding, and two, he's...
No, because we cut him off on the AOC, or he felt cut off, man.
I want the puppy.
He's salty.
Taco Bell now.
He's salty.
I want the puppy.
He's over there just petting his wiener dog, scrolling through.
Petting his wiener.
Oh, he...
Not a wiener. What?
Come here.
Just kidding. Seriously.
Maria.
What?
What?
Jesus.
That wasn't talking about
Say
Maria.
That again.
Right.
Oh. Said bitch.
That was into the mic.
Combat Jujitsu.
Combat Jujitsu.
I'd lose.
Right?
Oh, man.
Nobody slapping me.
Hey, we're going to need a training session again soon.
Yeah. I was talking to D'Angelo about that.
Yeah.
Old Dan Dan.
Dan Dan.
I like Dan Dan.
Comes in and puts a lot of work in.
Man. I see, okay. Man. Okay. I see.
He's
I
more working on his jiu-jitsu.
Classes are picking up big time, too. Felt good. His wrestling felt good.
Wrestling good.
Yeah, we were rolling today. It felt really good.
Perfect. Yeah, man. Yeah, the fucking school's blowing up, man.
Yeah, this will be my week of coming back and getting back into the jiu-jitsu classes now after the strike fit classes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
week into it.
Yeah, week of strike fit. Got back, you know, feeling where I'm not like I'm dying. Well, I don't know. The second class, I legit felt like I was fucking gonna die.
Dude. So he puts a monitor on and he has a phone that I can see his heart rate during the class.
Wow. You're like, stop.
No, I do it for myself.
I keep him right around the one at the most 150, 160 for a flutter, and then I make sure he gets back down to 135, 140s.
I normally peak around 167, 169 a few times.
I bet you peak at that 69.
Damn right I do,
baby. He's like, but it keeps up grass and all shit. It's pretty dope, man.
It makes it nice because I can actually see how many calories I burned for the session. So then I can input that into my fitness pal to then keep on tracking calories and weight and stuff like that. So
So in 30 minutes, man, that one time you burnt like 600.
One I burnt eight something, and then the second one I burnt six, almost 700.
Yeah, wow. So in 30-minute class, that's a lot of calories.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And it's cool because you can watch the graph and you can see from where you're just going, you know, the class progression. Then the normally three or four hard bursts, and then, you know, the coming down. So.
Yeah. That first round is pretty chill. That's the warm-up round. Second, third, and fourth are pretty – actually, second, third's pretty heavy. Fourth is a little technical, and then fifth is a smash session.
Mm.
And then leave them high on that endorphins. It's good. It's Gucci.
Nice.
Gucci goo. But, yeah, man.
Gucci goo.
Doing the dang thing. Wallow, why are you so quiet?
Cuban Hub.
He's salty.
He is.
Are you being salty?
Oh, yeah, he is. Dude.
Please. Man, stop being a bitch.
He is straight up.
Fuck you. Fuck yourself.
He is straight salty.
How about that?
I mean,
is that not salty enough?
I mean, I've done it once already today. I got to do it again, sure.
What a third time, then.
Third time. Hey, I need a head count real quick. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck
yeah, up. I got one.
I know you. You. Are you Stan?
No.
Oh, no, actually, I'm shooting. I'm shooting back. I'm riding back right here.
Okay, so just Wallow, you're Stan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't see? Don't see.
Just Wallow. Bitch, bottom down. Swallow.
There. Man, I needed enough.
He won't.
Swallow. Right, well, if Wallow's looking
Wow. Oh, that's what I was hoping to get.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That's right. I spits.
Hey,
more pineapples.
I know we talked at UFC earlier, but I didn't know that Cody was fighting tonight.
I didn't either.
Cody who? Garbrandt?
Garbrandt.
Yeah. Yep. Really?
Yeah, and then I was sad to see Holly's not fighting.
He is fighting, what was he?
Is he on the main card?
Yeah, his first fight. Pedro
Munoz.
Any combat jiu-jitsu matches on there?
No.
In the UFC? Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, maybe the Ben Askren Robbie Lawler might be a slap fest.
Oh man, I'm excited to see that. Smacked.
I hope he just wrestle fucks Robbie Lawler. I want to see Askren win.
Get a triangle.
I'm a Robbie Lawler fan more than an Askren fan, so I can't say I want to see Robbie Lawler lose ever.
I mean,
he looks pretty strong in the weigh-ins, but I mean, Askren looked pretty relaxed, so it's like that's just like
that's jiu-jitsu thing,
and the wrestling.
Though.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've watched, goofy guy.
I've watched quite a few of Askren's fights in one, and it was like, fuck, dude. Just a clinic of just.
Yeah, he might just do the same thing and just. But
probably.
Robbie looked super strong.
Well, Robbie's done pretty well against wrestlers overall.
Interesting.
Yeah, but.
This dude's like the next.
Do you call Askren just a wrestler?
No. I'm not saying that, but I mean, if you look back on his career, he's done
overall,
for the most part well against wrestlers.
But
well, let's see.
I love the way he fights, so I love watching him. He's fucking savage.
Yeah, so I mean, if Askren's going to stand and try to bang with him, no, that'd be
probably I think a that'd bad be day, yeah, especially after that Rory fight with him, dude. They just lip all split half over.
That thing split from the front to the back.
Smile, just fucking like it's like a reverse fucking Joker.
And then somebody can't remember if it was either Matt Serra or somebody else they were talking about. You know, watch out for Lionheart. You know, don't be. It might be a surprise. We'll see.
Going up against Jones. Did you hear about what's his name? Sarah? Was it Sarah or is it who was it that like got into that big accident and then he
Matt
just got
Hughes.
Matt Hughes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
he like got arrested or got like
he's had a history
wife,
though of some abuse and violence.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Him and his wife and his brother, I think.
Yep. Yeah, there was some family problems.
Yep, got a restraining order, slapped on him, shit like that. So, he's had it rough, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck. Got hit by a train.
I was like, going to say, yeah, I mean, he does have some brain damage, obviously.
That's sure.
I mean, I feel for
him.
The whole situation sucks.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's hard to say, though. I mean, like, I know brain damage brings more out, but he did have a history of violence.
No,
so
I understand
like,
that, yeah.
Who's this?
Matt Hughes.
I mean, well, he'd get hit by train.
Good call. I mean, nobody else said that.
So. I'm not saying that as like an out pitch for him by any means. No. But I'm just saying.
No,
it's
but
like,
it's just, you know, brain injury, it perpetuates things.
It does. It certainly does.
That were already there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, most of the time, doesn't create something out of the blue.
Crow Cop
it was
retired
already
this
there.
Week.
What?
Crow Cop retired this week.
Oh, man. I love Crow Cop.
I mean, he had like a.
Yeah,
some
well, yeah, he had a.
Stroke.
Mirko
right?
Crow Cop.
Who's that?
What the heck? Who? What? Really? You don't know who that is?
Let's move along, man. I can't explain these things to her.
He's a fighter. Oh, you done made her mad.
That's all right. I'm going on down the line. You're next, bitch.
No, he's a fighter. He's been Pride, UFC, everything. But he had a fight and took some bleeding of the brain and had a small stroke.
Well, he's from Czech?
Yeah.
So, Mirko Krokop, he's the one who comes out.
I thought he was from Croatia.
With the red, Croatia.
No, you're right. Yeah, because he's Croatia Special Forces.
Fucking checkered shorts. You've seen him for sure.
Yes,
he knocked out Gonzaga.
Pride fighter. Way
Pride
back
fighter.
Gonzaga
UFC
knocked him
out. Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he retired because of brain bleeding. So, God, I got to put some oil
you
on that.
You need to Pam that.
Yeah. I'm going to have to
hit it with Pam and do a little
work on that shit.
Here, put some of that, what they call that, Astroglide on that thing, man.
Pam works better and it smells better if you get the butter kind.
Strawberry.
Put some applesauce on it.
Yeah, hit it with the applesauce and pork chops.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good play. Oh, man, that's
so good. Pork chops and applesauce. Yeah, I'm starting to get hungry again.
Yeah. I smell the food.
Book.
She shouldn't. I don't think she's cooking anything.
Yeah, she's not cooking anything.
Are you sure?
She may not, be.
She said, they said, bring your own food.
Well, I always,
doesn't mean
I,
she's not.
Y'all want to eat? Bring your own food.
I always say that because I never know what she's going to do. But she's ordering. I know she's ordered pizza for Nick. But
when does Nick get out here?
He's probably going to get here around 9.
9.
9:30. Yeah, he's got tattoos, bro. Hold on, man. The dude works.
I know. I gotta get my tattoo finished. My tram stamp.
You do.
I gotta get another one.
Yeah.
Gotta get my tram stamp done.
I've got more than plans, but I don't know. I've got no dates on when I'm going to get it done.
For me, man, it's just the fucking schedule of my work. Well, yeah, I added up. It's like 60 plus hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like 65 hours a week. I was like, fuck. I gotta cut some shit out.
Sucks, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, no. I mean, yeah, because I can't get a tattoo, but no, because my school is growing so amazingly and, you know, I just want to make sure that my guys get the focus that they need.
It'll be nice whenever you can put 60 into the gym versus having to try to split, you know, work, and, well, no, I shouldn't say work, but where you're one of three jobs to make it to where you could just go to one.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost done with one of them in 11 months. I'll be done with that job. And then the next one, probably 11 months. I'm probably cutting two of them out in 11 months.
That'll be good. That'd be real good.
Yeah.
I like the new mounts.
Dude, the new mounts are dope, man.
Frankie did a good job.
Frank did a crush out those job. Bang out job.
I talked to him the other day. Got to get him to come by the house. Give me a quote. Looking at some stuff.
Yeah, man. He's been steady busy working, bro. He wakes up early, goes out, smashes out jobs, and comes back. Yeah, man. His work looks dope as fuck, too.
Yeah, he was showing me some pictures on his phone and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, hell yeah, I like that. Hook it up. All right. Wally, you want to wrap it up since you're over there watching porn?
No, you guys can keep talking.
No, we're good, man. We're at 120.
Are we?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, 121.
All right.
Do your outro.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Well, it was nice talking with you, Wallow.
Nice talking to you. Sherry.
It was nice talking to Wallow. Sherry doesn't know who Miracle Crow Cop is.
There you go. You got to stick it all the way in.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Chris, anything else you want to add?
When's your next fight coming up? Or your next match?
I might have
a fight coming up.
I might be fighting in 2 weeks with Combat Night. I'm just waiting to get a solid opponent. Yeah, training for it. And then hopefully get that opportunity on the 9th for the Ultimate Mat Warriors.
That'll be
but
sweet.
That's not set in stone, so that's kind of like just up in the air. And that's it right now. I'm trying. I just applied for like 3 submission or fight to win, so I'm hoping I can get involved in some of those.
Cool.
Yep. I'm going to L.A. in August, so just trying to get some stuff scheduled for those next few months.
Hell yeah, look into it.
Yeah.
Jesus. And rookies. Swear.
Pat, anything else you want to add?
Nah, it's good to see you guys again. Sorry I've been absent for a while. Y'all know why, but it's good to see you guys, man.
It's all good.
Yeah, miss you
good
guys.
To see you.
It's good to see you too, Chris.
You too.
Chris, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, actually. Found a new foundation that I am now donating to.
Is it talking about makeup? What are you talking about?
Donation. Like,
oh, they said foundation.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm sorry, foundation. Anyways, Gary Sinise Foundation. Look it up. It's pretty cool.
Look
it
into up. It.
Look
yeah,
into
I'll,
it.
Yeah, I'll look right into that, Gary Sinise.
You will. That's Lieutenant Dan, his foundation. So
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Dude. Started looking into what all he does.
Smell that cigarette.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
He helped me get to the finishers.
Really?
He's a nice guy.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing I actually forgot is I just got a new sponsor, BJJ.fit, Sam Eckstein's company. He's going to start doing some scholarships for some young up-and-coming guys for Florida. So, yeah, be on the lookout for them.
Nice.
Very cool.
Awesome.
I was going to say I saw you, Dandeleo, and who
Preston.
Else? Preston.
Yeah, he sponsored all three of us.
Nice. That's dope.
Yeah. Very cool.
Pretty cool shirts, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Super cool shirts.
Yeah. And then if you just cover up one of the J's, it just says BJ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that means like oral sex.
Yeah, but it still has the red belt, you know, the red little.
It's basically, it's like, on there. And by oral sex, I mean mouth love.
Yeah, mouth love.
Mouth love. Hey. Like a mouth hug, if you will.
That's like a good
sloppy,
skull fucking.
Like a big sloppy mouth hug.
Now see, now why do you have to go there, Pat? You just went, wait.
You know and that's me.
Just off
so,
the cliff.
So I was going.
What I do.
I was going descriptive, and he went full metal jacket.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you will, man. Crazy.
Fucking Viking.
With some spikes.
Enjoy
on
your donut,
shit.
Dude, there, it's fun. Private just pile.
Gripping the back of the head and. Hold on, my mom might listen.
Whoa. Gobble, yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Right.
Yeah, BJJ.fit, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah. Right? Fuck.
Two J's.
Two J's, not one J. Not like the mouth hug J.
Jesus.
Not the, right. Not the tender
like
love.
Not no. One J like
job. Yeah, think about that sponsor.
Not like lips.
What sponsors?
Like the head lips, if you know what I mean. Not the tail lips.
I do have a sponsor that would appreciate this type of topic. Is Kink Crate. Kink Crate.
Kink Crate.
For all you kinky people out there.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
What's your attention? What's this Kink Crate?
So you can order a monthly subscription box of all sorts of kinky stuff.
Just random shit. Is it a bunch of cheapo stuff or what's
it? That doesn't look so like it. I mean, kink I haven't really crate? Looked too deep into it. No pun intended.
You didn't look deep into it?
Oh,
you should probably check it out. You probably should get one order.
They're going to send me one. We're going to make
send
a
an
funny
order,
video.
Open
of
it up like hey, it's one of my sponsors. Yeah, reaction video. Like these are what's called anal beads.
We got the squirrel acorns. You stick these up your ass and
squirrel acorns. Let me know.
I'm just kidding.
I need to know: is it crate with a C or a K? Are they trying to do a play
I need
on
to
words?
Sign up right now. C. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kink with a K. C or a crate with a C.
Kink crate. And, reviews. Okay.
BJJ.fit is with two J's.
Oh, he's going all reviews. Right. He's reviewing that shit. He's like, no,
kink
it's garbage.
Crate.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's my buddy Carl's company.
Oh my.
And he's been sponsoring me since August. And yeah, check him
so
out.
So he has a company. He's our, that's dude. That's
that
to be honest, it's kind of ingenious.
Gear sponsors,
surprise pack every month. You know,
like, hey honey,
is
got some
Florida?
New shit. Is
yeah.
that cat?
We're
today?
Based out of Jacksonville.
We should have him on.
Yeah, man,
have him come on and bring
just
some
competed,
toys.
I believe
do
today
some demonstrations
and got some arm bars.
I'm willing to you know pull my pants down and stake something up my ass.
Oh,
all right. Good to know.
On that note.
Yeah.
I like this.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
My direction to
you.
Sorry. I'm out of here.
Oh, all right. Man.
Bye, guys.
Bye.